And Heavenly Father, thank you for your gospel. Please help us to understand it in our minds and to take it to our hearts, that we may live and spread it in our lives for your name's sake. Amen. Please sit down. Do keep that page open if you've got it there. Page 64 in the New Testament section of the Church Bibles, Luke chapter 5. Now Jesus has a way of attracting a wide variety of people. And we see that in Luke's Gospel, and particularly in chapter 5, verse 17, where we see a crowd gathered. It included Jewish religious leaders from across the country. Can you see? One day while he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. So the crowd included people from a large variety of places. And as well as the Jewish religious leaders, there were also local people. And we're introduced to some local men in particular in verse 18. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal. Just then some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a bed. They were trying to bring him and lay him before Jesus. Jesus had a reputation for healing sick people. And these local men brought their friend on a stretcher. Isn't it a good thing? Isn't it a good thing when friends look out for one another? And especially if one of those friends is up against it. Paralyzed he was. That's why he needed carrying. And we want to help our friends, don't we? Like those men in Luke chapter 5, we want to help people. And like them, we know that one of the best things we can do is to introduce our friends to Jesus. It wasn't easy for them. They carried him all the way to the house. Don't know how far that was, but it won't have been easy. And then they found the place was packed to overflowing. But that did not stop them. We tend to give up too easily. The friends of this man did not give up. Verse 19. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. What's more important, a nice roof or someone meeting Jesus? I know both are good. But what's more important, a bit of structural damage or new life with Jesus? A bill for repairs or a living relationship with God? That's why we're doing this course in Lent, these 5 weeks. It's a course used by people to introduce friends to Jesus. It's not the easiest thing to do. We need helps. We need helps like this. The workbook for £1.50. And if you're ever so keen, you can get the little gospel as well that goes with the course and has one or two helps if you've got a smartphone. Lots of Christian students at universities are using this course, one-to-one, one-to-two, little groups, in order to help introduce their friends to Jesus. And at Poynton Parish Church, we'd like to use it too. So for these weeks in Lent, we'll all give it a go, and I hope you will too. See what we make of it. See if it's going to be helpful for our friends. And enjoy a helicopter ride through Luke's Gospel. Some of the highlights. Some of the events at the heart of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Why was Jesus good news for people? For one, he knows us. He knows what makes us tick. He knows our fatal flaws. And he knows how to get us back on track. He recognized that in the friend on the stretcher and the friends who brought them. He recognized that they had faith in him. They believed Jesus. They took Jesus at his word. Jesus knew that. And he said it. And Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. And he loves us. And he wants the best for us. And he wanted the best for this paralytic man. What did he say? Verse 20. When he saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." You know, that's arguably the very best thing that we can experience, full forgiveness. No more need to feel guilty about the past, the burden lifted, the wrong laid bare, and righteousness put in its place because of Jesus' saving death. It was the religious leaders who reacted first to Jesus saying that. In verse 21, then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, "Who is this who is speaking blasphemies?" they said. "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" They weren't slow, these religious leaders. Jesus was claiming to be God, and they didn't like it. But Jesus was not finished. In verse 22, when Jesus perceived their questionings, he answered them, "Why do you raise such questions in your heart? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man," how he called himself, "has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go to your home." Jesus was claiming to be God. And he delighted the man, and he delighted the crowd, at least most of the crowd, with a gift of healing. Immediately he stood up before them, took what he had been lying on, and went to his home, glorifying God. And amazement seized all of them, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen strange things today." This passage is boldly typical of many sections of Luke's gospel. It delights us and it disturbs us. It has us asking questions. It makes us ask, who is Jesus? Who did he claim to be, and how convincing are his claims? Good questions as we set off in our new series, Questions Which Deserve Committed Answers. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to make the most of this course and to be people who ask good questions and encourage our friends and acquaintances to ask good questions too. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know us and that you reach out to us in love and that your word speaks deeply into our hearts and minds. Help us to listen, to respond, to put our faith in you, for your name's sake. Amen.